Hi, I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchDisasterRecovery.com, and I'm here today with Kyle Rankin, systems architect for Quinn Street Incorporated and president of the North Bay Linux Users Group. We're going to be talking about remote server management. How's it going today, Kyle?
It's going great.
Okay. So first, can you outline some of the benefits of setting up a remote data center for disaster recovery?
Sure. So I live in California, and I have a lot of equipment in California. So we're always waiting for the big one to hit that, you know, makes where we live fall into the ocean. But if you're either somewhere where there's a lot of earthquakes, or just somewhere where you think some major disaster, even something like a fire, is, you typically want your, if you have a business that depends on that equipment and gets revenue from that equipment, you want to make sure that you have some place elsewhere from that disaster that you can store it. I mean, even for a small business, someplace off-site, just in the case of a fire, could be a good idea.
Okay, and so if this is going to, you know, be a fully functioning data center, it's potentially a pretty expensive proposition. So who needs something like that? Who needs a setup that's that sort of, you know, robust?
Well, depending on what your goals are, you may not necessarily have to do a one-to-one duplication of everything. For instance, it may be good enough to, you may be willing to say, okay, in the case of a disaster, I don't necessarily need to have all of the speed and resources that I currently have in my data center. If I know that I'm in a horrible disaster, so an earthquake has wiped out, you know, our offices, for instance, it's acceptable to have a little bit of a sluggish backup site. So if that's something that you can do, then you can you know, purchase slightly less equipment or deal with a little bit degraded performance.
Okay, I've heard that a lot of people are trying to move towards a model of you know, what people call a lights out data center for their remote site. Do you know, is there any products on the market that can help facilitate or automate remote server management?
Sure. I mean, one of the main things that people seem to want to do is at least get their storage, at least get their data to some off-site location. Even if you're not necessarily going to have a complete functional data center, you probably at least want data out there. And there's a lot of tools that anything from SAN replication to most backup software has some mechanism so that you can archive things off-site. But as far as lights out data centers and that sort of thing, we typically use the same sorts of tools that we use for our regular data center, because the benefits of having lights out management, not having to physically be in the data center to do work, applies, you know, whether your server's 50 miles away or, you know, 500 miles away.
Sure. You know, I think the benefits are pretty compelling, but what are the drawbacks of using automated management tools?
Okay, so for example, let's say that you're using SAN replication. Unless you're using some sort of clustering file system, or maybe even if you are, typically that means that the server at the remote site can't access the storage while it's being accessed at your primary site. Now, in the case of pure disaster recovery, that may not be an issue, but it does mean that you have to go through some steps if you want to test the storage out. Something else is, some people, to make a better economy out of their disaster recovery site, may want to, instead of just leaving all of those servers idle, they may decide, well, it makes sense for us to have sort of to treat the disaster recovery site more as a failover site. So instead of just strict disaster recovery, we may want to test it out by having that data center take some active load just 24/7 along with the rest, the first site. And in that case, if you have something that's automatically dumping backups, it may interfere with being able to have your remote site always running.
Okay, and switching gears here a little bit, how does server virtualization play into remote server management? Is there any benefits for DR or drawbacks?
Well, one of the big benefits goes back to what I was saying at the beginning, where if, for example, let's say that you're not currently using virtualization, but you want to get better economy, at least out of your DR site, and you're willing to risk degraded performance, a lot of people, you know, it makes sense to have at least your remote site run on virtual machines. try to get as many servers as you can to fit in a slightly smaller footprint, especially if you're going to have a site that's completely idle. If you're not planning on using that site and only in the case of a bad disaster, then it makes a lot of sense to have those machines be virtual. Depending on what virtualization software you're using, there's a lot of products that can even that nowadays can even have it, you know, either hot, up and running, or even with something like SAN replication, you can have, the data associated with the VMs already set up on the remote site. Now, if you already use virtualization, then you get even more benefits because it's a lot easier just to duplicate your current environment somewhere else.
Okay, and final question. What if you're working on a budget here, and is there a way to get some more benefits of a remote site at a lower cost?
Sure. Like I said, one of the things that seems that's probably most important to most people is the data, and depending on how much downtime your business can sustain. I mean, most people build one of these data centers because they figure the cost that it would take to build something from scratch in the event the first data center goes completely black, like say a fire actually physically wipes out all of the servers. If the cost is too high in the couple weeks or month or whatever it might take to build a new site, then they say, well, it's worth spending this money. But for a lot of people, they may just want data on the remote site, so it may just be enough to have some sort of archival backup. I mean, for a very small business, it might be as simple as either going to tape or some sort of disk backup that you ship elsewhere. In terms of having servers, you may be able to set up, take advantage of some cloud computing, depending on your application, so that you have at least something out there in the event of a disaster that can continue running part of your business.
Okay, that's it for me, Kyle. Thanks a lot for taking the time out to speak with me today.
Okay, thank you.
And for more information about remote server management and other disaster recovery topics, please check out searchdisasterrecovery.com.